What's up, everyone? I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. Alrighty, how are we this week in the archives?
We are good.
I'm also good. I kind of just want to start off with this one. I feel like I really don't have like an intro here.
No, I think we do better and we just start off.
Like, I just want to like get into the meat and potatoes of this one because I'm excited for it.
We don't generally have a big thing to run about, like vent.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I got nothing so far. So
we can be negative Nancy's and complain about weather and stuff, but
which has been annoying. My allergies are not enjoying it.
Dang, Archie's allergies aren't enjoying it either.
So, in this week's episode, I'm taking a different route. I know I usually like stick to my cryptids and like haunted hotels. I'm a big hotel person. I am going to be talking about Palazzo Dario. Ever heard of it?
No, but have you been there?
No, I have not. Unfortunately, this is one I have not been to.
Okay.
I love that you have to ask that, though. Like, we have to, like, make the preface.
It's a prompt. Because
it really is.
I never know.
So, it's more so the curse that comes along with it. That is the famous part that I'll be speaking of.
Well, what is it a property? Is it a location? I guess the location could be a property, but...
Well, Nick, why don't you let me tell you? I'm just kidding.
All right, I'm just going to sit back
no,
and relax.
I'm just kidding.
Guys,
I'm just
this
kidding.
Is just M. I'm
this
sit
is
here
an M-clusive, and that's it. Nick actually doesn't get to speak in this one at all. So I am... And that is the first time that I think he's ever actually used the buttons correctly. I think that was a perfect use of it.
I think it's the first time that I'll actually be in the podcast.
Yeah.
But I did actually use it right that time.
And thank God. I won't have to cut it because you used it correctly.
I know. Most of the time I never do. I just hit the button and see what happens.
So, I'm going to give you some history first. The Palazzo Dario is located on the Grand Canal in the district of Dorisadoro in Venice, Italy. The palace is greatly admired for its beautiful architectural and unique features and its iconic inverted cone-shaped chimney poke. The palace was built in what they call back then as a Gothic style and was later renovated in a Renaissance style. It's been speculated over the years that the palace was built over an ancient Templar cemetery, and due to the setting of the foundation, it is visibly tilted slightly to the right. Like, you can tell that it's, like, if you're looking at it, you can tell it's a little off. It's a little slanted.
It's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but...
Not that dramatic, but, like, you can tell, for sure. If you know, I feel like it's one of those things.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, being built over an ancient Templar cemetery is crazy. Whose freaking idea was that?
Like, Knights of Templar?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Hmm.
I feel like building over any, like, let me just say,
well,
just
yeah,
building over any cemetery, yeah. Are you dumb? Like, yep. you're asking for trouble.
Yeah, you got problems.
Right. The building was remodeled in 1486.
That's not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, just a couple light years back.
Light years.
It was renovated for the Patrician?
Go with it.
Okay. Giovanni Dario, hence the,
oh, that
the
guy?
Name. Hence the name, the Palazzo Dario. Giovanna was a secretary to the Vietnam Senate, diplomat, and merchant. After his death in 1494, the palace was passed down to his daughter, Marietta, and her husband, Vincent Barbero. After they passed away, their sons got possession of the house in 1522.
So we're just passing down family.
Yeah, you know, it's just going down the family
right
line,
now.
You know.
The
so
norm.
The thing with this beautiful, gorgeous palace is that everyone who's stayed or lived there either died, committed murder, or went bankrupt. To the point that local fishermen avoided fishing and casting their rods even remotely near the water, near the cursed palace, which the locals call the house that kills.
That's crazy.
Crazy enough that even the local fishermen are so skeptic that they won't fish in the water.
Yeah, the fact they won't even go near, won't even drop a hook.
Wild. Like, you know something's got to be going on there. Like,
yeah. What if that fish goes into the area after you caught it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I
don't know how deep the cursed ties run. I guess you'll have to wait and see.
They can't run that far.
You would think. So, if you remember, Marietta and her husband, you know, the one that just got the house passed down to, and then they pass it down to their sons. Yeah, Vincenzo was stabbed to death, and Marietta then died by suicide not long after.
Boy.
And remember how they passed the house on to their sons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, one was killed shortly after. Their son, Vincenzo Jr., was killed by a wrongful assassination just outside the palace. So somebody had placed a hit on somebody. Hitman got it wrong, killed the wrong person right outside of the palace, right in front of his house.
Not a very good hitman.
Yeah, right? Like, do better at your job. Yeah, like, you have one job. Kill the right person. Like, come on. I mean, but, like, what are the coincidences? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, both your parents just die.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and then you get the house, and then
you die. You get the house, you're dead, right out front of the house, mind you. A few years later, Brandon Brown, after owning the house for just 4 years, he suffered major financial problems, and his romantic relationship with a man was discovered, and back then, forget about it. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, that was a no-go.
Right, for sure. The scandal was so bad on the men that in 1842, he unfortunately died by suicide in the palace along with his partner. Some speculate that their deaths were a murder-suicide. Either way, doesn't really matter. It's very upsetting and sad.
Yeah, you're still killed.
Right, you're still dead either way.
Yeah,
and
you're unalived at the place.
Like, for being in a relationship that, like, got out. Like, yeah. That's so depressing. Mm-hmm. Literally breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Like,
it just, especially back then, because nothing. People didn't open their eyes to see other avenues or other.
Literally just, like, critical thinking skills, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like.
It's a very.
You get it.
Yeah. It's a slope you can go down. And.
But yeah, so yeah. That took place in the house. Just really just not good energy.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Bad juju.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yet another. Charles Briggs was the next owner. He was an American millionaire. Ironically, he met almost the exact same fate. After buying the Palazzo, he was accused of being gay, and then he fled to Mexico, where his lover died by suicide.
Hmm. Weird.
So, you said the curse doesn't travel far. I don't know. Traveled that man and his lover to Mexico, so I don't know. Pretty deep ties, if I do say so myself.
Those veins run deep. It's like Stranger Things with it spreading underneath Hawkins.
Seriously. After that, a French poet named Henry de Rigner was staying in the palace, sort of debating on whether or not to buy it, which not even 10 days after staying in the Palazzo, he got extremely sick, had to go back to France, where he not longer after succumbed to the sickness that he developed while he was staying there. So he didn't even get the chance to, don't even think about it. For decades after that, the building was empty. Until 1964, when a man named Mario Del Monaco began negotiations to buy the property. But when he was on his way to Venice to finalize all the details of the contract and whatnot, he got in an extremely serious car accident that kept him in the hospital / rehabilitation center for weeks. Given the history of the palace, Mario 100% took the accident as a sign and ultimately chose to give up the purchase. As would I, as I feel like would anybody with critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
You know the history, and that happened to you? Like, a car crash when you're on your way to finalize the pit?
It does not want you.
Come on.
It doesn't want to be owned by anybody.
That couldn't be clearer of a don't buy this sign to me. Like, I am absolutely not buying it. So, a few years later, after all that whole debacle with, the car accident and that whole thing, a few years later, the Palazzo was bought by a man named Gianardo Delli Lanzi. They're all Italian, so it's, like, really hard to, like, I don't have the Italian pronunciation. I'm very Irish. he was murdered inside the building by his then-boyfriend, who was named Raul Blassen. After the murder, Raul fled to London, where he was then murdered.
This curse is just stretches.
I feel as though if you even so much as step foot near the you're done for. Cursed.
I'm sure they give tours of the place.
Yeah, I'm not stepping foot. Nope, 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 nope.
No way.
Curses are one thing I'm not messing with. You can't get rid of that.
Mm-mm.
Like, do you know a witch or a wizard that's going to undo this curse on me? Because I don't.
No. Head on down to New Orleans.
That's exactly where I'd go. I need to find somebody down there. Mm-hmm. Please help me. But seriously, like, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Also, what is the curse's beef with the gays? Why does this curse hate the gays?
You said, and I don't know anything about the Templars.
Yeah.
But you said they built on a Templar gravesite, and I'm willing to bet you that's exactly what this is.
Could be.
It's a Templar curse, and it just so happens that
that
the gays buy that house.
Yeah. It's wild, actually, like, when you think about it.
Maybe it's a draw thing. Maybe it is. Like, I don't know any. Like I said, I don't know nothing about the Templars, so I don't know if it was a thing that they had.
I guess I should have done some research into it, but I don't really know anything about it either. Just read.
You know why I know that? Because I'm reading a book.
He reads.
I do. It takes me a very long time, but
I do read.
Revenge of the Shadow King, and the Knights of Templar are, they have like a role in it. The kid is like a descendant of descendants from it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's not a bad book.
Maybe
I just read really slow.
The reason. So after those incidents, sometime later, the palace was bought by Kit Lambert, who I know that name means nothing to you probably, but he was the manager of the rock band The Who.
Who?
The Who. I know you know who The Who is. Get the hell out of here. I'm not making this joke with you.
Who?
If I had access to the buttons, I would give you a womp womp.
How about this?
This is ridiculous. But yeah, so he was the manager of the rock band The Who. When he was living in the palace, he often would actually sleep down the street at a nearby hotel to, quote, escape the ghosts that haunt him in that place.
Oh, that place is sure as hell haunted.
But, like, my whole thing is, like, what the hell are you spending money for if you can't even, like, sleep comfortably in this house? You have to go down the street to sleep comfortably in your own house. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I mean, if I can't sleep there, it's a thing. Unless it's like a vacation home. But even then, like, why would you have it?
Right, what's the point?
I guess at this point, it's just to say you own it. Yeah, I own the cursed place. Can't sleep there, but I own it.
Right, I own it, though. I mean, not for nothing, it is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Like, if you look it up, like, even just, like I said, like, in the beginning, like, this place is, like, widely talked about for the architecture. Like, just the architectural purposes of itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, they know how to, like, I mean, we know how to build things nowadays, but they, like, put time into their stuff.
And it was, everything was, like, meticulously done. Like, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. So I can see, wanting to, I own this beautiful place.
Yeah.
And it's cursed, like, I guess.
It's got all the appeal.
Yeah.
Curb appeal.
I guess. It depends what kind of appeal you're into.
Appeal.
Well, Kit Lambert passed away a short time later in his London home after mysteriously falling down the steps. Many people have opinions on this specific death in regards to the curse, because it didn't technically happen at the palace. It happened after, in his summer home, or his London home. I definitely think that it's wild and for sure worth noting that not too long after he passed away from mysteriously falling down the steps.
It reached to Mexico and London.
Right. Like, I don't think it has any problem following him to his London home.
Yeah.
So you would think, after all of these incidents, no one would ever think about buying this house, right?
I mean, they shouldn't be allowed.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Nonetheless, I continue.
And we continue on.
Fabrizio Ferrari, what a name, was a Vietnamese businessman. He bought the palace in the 80s, and he moved in and lived there with his sister, who was named Nicoletta. While Fabrizio didn't die, he did, however, lose almost all of his assets after purchasing the palace.
Which is right on track.
Right. A year later, his sister Nicoletta died in a hit-and-run car accident with no witnesses.
Also right on track.
Like, come on. And then yet again, the building was bought by financier Raul Gardini, who bought the palace in the late 80s as a gift for his daughter. Are you buying a cursed palace for your daughter, Nick?
She married? Because maybe he was buying it for her son-in-law.
I guess, but like, what? No, I don't want my child or possible grandchildren to live there.
Mm-mm.
He never even got so far as to gift it to her before his involvement in this huge money scandal went public. He then committed suicide shortly after.
So, never stepped foot in it. All he did was own it.
All he did was own it. He didn't even step foot in it. All he did was own it, and the curse got his ass.
About right.
Like, come on.
It's one of those things, like, a couple people.
Oh. And he committed suicide shortly after. Did I say that?
I don't know, but you did now.
Yeah, well, yeah. So after that whole thing with the money thing, he then unfortunately committed suicide.
It's one thing for a couple people to like, yeah, you know, it's kind of a coincidence.
The
fact that
I'm still going. It's crazy. Although, after the death of Gardini, no one really had any interest in the building anymore. And honestly, I don't wonder why. I would have lost interest in the building 4 deaths ago, 4 curses ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't, like, say, hey, no.
Yeah, like, nobody's actually allowed to buy this, right?
It just has to sit and rot.
Yeah, seriously. At the end of the 90s, Woody Allen was actually extremely close to buying the building, but decided against it after hearing the history of the curse.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah, smart seriously, guy. Smart guy.
Isn't that your critical thinking?
Yeah, critical thinking skills, seriously. In 2002, a week after just renting the property in Venice on vacation, bass player named John Entwistle died after suffering a heart attack after having no previous health problems. That man didn't even own it. He used it as a freaking vacation home. He didn't even own it. He was renting.
I was going to say renting, but yeah.
Still, like, it's crazy. The only explanation that the locals have as to why this building is cursed is the theory. And this is just a theory. Like, it's not even confirmed that it was built over an old Templar cemetery. It's just a running theory. Palazzo Dario hasn't had an owner since Kit Lambert and hasn't been rented since 2002. And I simply can't say that I don't know why. The house itself can still be viewed from across the Grand Canal. I'm not sure how eager anyone might be to see the cursed house. I know I'm for sure staying far away from that house. I'm with the fishermen. I'm not even putting my fish hooks in there.
Can you look at it through binoculars and not be cursed?
Are you taking that chance, though? Because, no. Like, I don't know if I'm taking that chance.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no.
That's terrifying.
It's definitely a place I'd want to see, which, like, defeats the purpose, but yeah.
Look it up.
Look at the pictures.
Look it up. You can see it. It's beautiful and gorgeous, and I promise, not worth your life.
Yeah. Not worth going to go over there and see it.
Seriously.
That is a wild place. And there's no way it's not cursed.
No shot.
No way.
How? What other explanation do you have for that?
Unless it's like...
Everybody who has really bad luck in life goes to live here. Get the hell out of here.
That would fall into the curse aspect.
Right.
Though,
like, so you're cursed. Right.
The curse draws you in with bad luck.
Seriously.
Like, unless it's like some weird thing where it's like poisoned ground or something like that. But
I mean, I guess, but like the murder.
Yeah.
Like, no, I guess you could be like driven crazy enough to like murder. But like we would have known if that was the reason.
Some say the girls in the witch trials were crazed.
Well.
Because of, I think it was wheat.
Yeah.
Some byproduct or by mm-hmm. like the wheat did something, it soaked weird or whatever. And
yeah.
It was like a weird drug.
This is, I mean, yeah, I guess you never do know.
Mm-hmm. Still, I'm going to lean that it's cursed.
Yeah, something. Mm-hmm. Something.
It's too many coincidences.
Something weird is going on there.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
That was an awesome one, though.
Thank you. I tried really hard. I thought it was different for me. Usually I stay like on like the same kinds of like topic things. I liked this one. It was fun.
I mean, I haven't looked. Probably haven't dove into many podcasts that I've heard a curse about.
Yeah.
Which kind of intrigues me. Now I might have to look it up.
Yeah. Perhaps we'll have some more curses for you guys far in the future.
But if you enjoyed the episode as much as I did, please give us a rating.
Yeah.
We'd prefer 5 stars.
Please. It would be nice.
You know, comment, tell your friends. Have them tell friends. And don't forget to go follow us on all of our social medias.
Which are Ominous Archives. And if you have a story of your own that you would like to share, or if you've been there, I don't know if you're still alive to tell the tale, but if you are, you could email us at ominousarchives@gmail.com.
All right, guys, that wraps it up down here. We will catch you all next week. See ya.
See ya.